I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ryan.
Well, for the last few weeks of 2016 here on Sample Size, we'll stop to look back on some of our favorite new music released this year. This week, Matt shares his three favorite albums of 2016.
The first song on Margot Price's debut record tells a hardscrabble origin story. One more likely to be the last gasp in a tragedy than the debut of a brilliant country songwriting talent. When we meet her in the song Hands of Time, Price is nearly broke, and her father's working nights at the local prison after losing the family farm. She gets married, but they lose their firstborn, and of moving to the city, she has this acidic subtweet. I thought I found a friend, but I only found a thief. She seems, from the outset, a woman of constant sorrow. But don't cry for Margot Price. While her brilliant debut Midwest Farmer's Daughter may lag Sturgill Simpson's A Sailor's Guide to Earth in conceptual ambition, or Miranda Lambert's terrific double album The Weight of These Wings for polish, she exceeds both by sheer grit and pluck, spinning vivid songs out of decades of hard living. The whole record's great, all dusty honky-tonks and dribbling slide guitars, but for my money, 4 years of chances is the standout. A smoldering, funky tell-off that works as a tribute to Loretta Lynn and Isaac Hayes at the same time.
That's Margot Price with 4 years of chances off her album Midwest Farmer's Daughter. Next, we have a guitarist telling stories without words.
The way we interact with music nowadays, often through expensive technologies and public-facing social media networks where appearances matter, I think it tends to limit our capacity for wonder, the ability to simply be in awe of a recorded piece of music. What inspires awe, of course, is a matter of taste, subjective from one listener to another. For me, though, this year's Wonder album was William Tyler's Modern Country, a vast, precisely arranged, and gorgeously recorded instrumental record that the artist says was inspired by his travels across vanishing parts of America. Since its release in June, I've listened to it on road trips, at parties, and all alone at night inside my headphones, and it never fails to capture anything less than my fullest attention. Altogether, Tyler and company set a variety of moods, repeat hypnotic melodies, and play about with post-rock dynamics in pursuit of an elegant and satisfying chamber music, a sound evocative of a country at once both beautiful and troubled.
That's William Tyler with Gone Clear off his album Modern Country. Finally, we have the incredible final album from David Bowie.
At this point, it's been well reported that David Bowie, who concealed his cancer diagnosis from the public, recorded his final studio album, Black Star, as a swan song, a cryptic aural accompaniment to his own death, which followed the album's release by 2 days. Speculation into his artistic intent mixed with grief in the days and weeks afterward, but I took solace in one detail that made the rounds. Co-producer Tony Visconti said that Bowie had been listening to Kendrick Lamar's 2015 record To Pimp a Butterfly, even naming it as an influence on Black Star. That floored me. But even in the final months of his storied life, Bowie still had his ear to the ground, listening for something new and unfamiliar, with the hope of finding inspiration.
Dollar days, survival sex, all are stretching tails to necks, I'm falling down. It's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. If I'll never see the English evergreens I'm running to, it's nothing to me. soon to see.
That's David Bowie with Dollar Days, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC has Becky Carmen's story on Nick Lay and Matt Duckworth, who picked up double drumming duties for the Flaming Lips. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.